It's Friday night at Logan High School, and the stands are packed. After several states have shut down schools for COVID-19, many are making their way to Utah, just so their kids can participate in sports and in-person learning. Jamie Haywood, a junior at Ridgeline High School, has recently moved to Cache Valley from Portland, Oregon.
Here I have access to tutoring and access to theater and musicals and football games and sports, and so it's just a lot nicer having access to all those things.
Along with Jamie, many others are finding a warm welcome. Heather Lambert, mother of four and new Utah resident, is happy they made the decision to move here.
My 16-year-old, too, I saw him turn around a lot. He basically had just given up. And now here, he's like working out, he's going swimming, now he's in school, and he's so much happier. He was playing very competitively in Oregon, so we looked for a really good team in Utah, and then basically just contacted the coach this summer, said, hey, can my son swim with you for 2 weeks? And he said, sure. And in that time in July, I started thinking, if things don't get back to normal, I'm going to bring my kid out here.
While many are grateful for the experiences they are given in Utah, local parents and students worry about losing opportunities to these newcomers. Coach Kerr, head football coach at Corner Canyon High School, has concerns about the effects these new students will make in regards to high school sports.
I think most communities are probably pretty accepting, especially if they're going to stay there. But if they don't, then that gets a little bit tough. Well, it just increases competition. So, I mean, I think as far as like a coach, that puts you kind of in a little bit of a bind for sure.
Whether these families decide to stay long-term or only for a season, the impact will certainly affect many for years to come.